While the ushers are waiting on us, we're going to multitask today, and I'd like to invite you to a table here. I only have one spare chair, though, so that you guys can just stay out there in those. And we're going to do what we call a talk at the family table. And what is that? Well, when we talk about how to communicate and keep everybody in the loop, we periodically do one of these sit-down, kind of like what you do at the family table in your house, and say, hey, we got to talk about this. Maybe it's vacation or planning or whatever. We do this to improve communication. We try to communicate enough to keep you who like to know all the details informed and don't go on so long that you bore the rest of the folks who are really interested in just the background information. So what's going on? Let me share a few things. Number one I'd like to talk about is we have a staffing need that I'd like to highlight for you. We have a 5-question survey that we did 2 weeks ago that I'd like to share the results from. We have a facility and land development plans that were voted on at our annual meeting that I'd like to update you about. And then just helping people to connect into the church and give us a good reminder about that. So 4 topics. First, staffing need. Heather Mersberger has resigned and interested in being done from being our communications person. We're looking at being able to replace that. So if you know somebody who's sort of a graphics design kind of a person, about 15 hours a week, please get them the job description or email me, call me or whatever. Have them give me a resume. That is an immediate need that we would like to be able to fill. So if you can help us communicate it, that'd be great. The 5-question survey. What is that? In 2014, we stepped back as a leadership team and really asked, what is it that we are called by Christ to do? And how are we doing it, what he has called us into existence to do? Now, there's lots of ways to measure that. You could do it with the numbers of people who are sitting in the chairs each Sunday. We look at that. How much activities we have and what things are going on. We could look at the amount of monies that are being brought in and going out for these various things. Those are all good. But here's some questions that we decided we felt like we wouldn't get from any other place to ask, how are we doing at things we feel like are important about what our end goal is, and that's making disciples. How many times this week did you read your Bible? How many times this week did you pray out loud with another person to encourage this connection and the team sport that Christianity is? How many times this month did you have a spiritual conversation with someone who's unchurched to help move out and impact the community around us? How many times this month did you support international missions? How many times this month did you serve here to keep what we're doing at Plymouth Alliance Church moving forward? And so we ask those questions to see how we're doing. Now, we've done that now 6 times. You can see the dates there on the right and the amount of times we've done that. Now, you look at that and you start saying, okay, this gets to be a lot of data. But when we look at connecting by reading his word and you look at how many times 0 has been answered, I want you to notice a strategic one. Notice that 3 to 5 times a week is a pretty good indication that we're seeing significant increase. And if you go back and look at 0 times that I didn't read my Bible at all, it's in a pretty significant decline. Those are 2 really good measures to look at that you're reading your Bible more. We're encouraging that. We're encouraged by that, and we want to keep working at it. 2nd question is, how are you doing at praying with others? Well, again, if you look at doing that a number of times, 7 or more in the course of the week, that's a pretty good indication of an uptick that's going on there over the years. I want to continue to encourage that. Keep that moving forward. Look at that. How are we doing as a household at really putting Christ into our day-to-day existence? That's what it means to be a disciple. How are we doing at having spiritual conversations with those outside of the church? When you look at this one, it's not quite as encouraging. Notice that when we look at the small group that is there, that's encouraging. There's more people who are having 3 to 4 conversations over the course of a month, but there's a whole lot of us that are still not really engaging with our friends or our neighbors, our coworkers, and in bringing up and helping them to understand our faith in Christ. We want to continue to work on that. The next question is about missions. And when I look at this data and try and analyze it some, we see some interesting trends there. But overall, I would say it's a pretty strong thing, but not a lot of movement either way. Now, we are good there in one sense, in many senses, actually. But there's not a lot of takeaways from it. The next one is monthly serving through ongoing ministry here. When you look at that one, this is the really strategic one. Zero times in the course of a month did I help keep the ministries of Plymouth Alliance Church moving forward. Great question to ask here is to say, if everybody did what I was doing, how would the church be doing? When we look at this, that's a whole lot of people that are not involved in serving. And we want to help you to engage that. How can you do that? We have a portal that is an internal communication only called MyPAC. We talk about it fairly often. And in that, there's a portion of that that's called MyFit that you can fill out and tell us where you would like to serve. And that will help us then be able to put you into a niche where you can serve. But here's the important thing to understand. We want you to really figure out a way to serve. So let me, as your pastor, encourage you to say, this is your responsibility. It's not our responsibility or my responsibility to find a way and twist your arm into serving. It's really God's call on your life to find a way and get involved. And we want to help you to do that. So let me encourage us to see those numbers make some good changes. Change of topic, third one. We looked at the facilities. We had at our 2017 annual meeting, we created a land use team to ask, what is it that we believe we should be doing with the land and the building that God has given us? What are our facility needs? What can we do with the land that God has given us? That team formed, met over the course of the year, came back with a presentation and told us about it at the 2018 annual meeting in January last month. It was voted to do two things. Number one, to build a multi-use addition to meet not only our present, because we're overcrowded on Wednesday nights in particular, but our ongoing future facility needs. So let me give a little bit about that number one. So this is the addition. I'm going to go quickly through these because the pictures are also on the back wall there for you to look at any time. Present facility is there on the right. The new facility is there on the left that's proposed. This is an artist rendition, if you will, of what that multi-use building would look like inside from the two different angles. And the number two was to develop the land. We own 16.1 acres. If you're not aware, our land goes all the way out here up to Highway 23 and all the way over to the next farmer's field and incorporates that whole thing. There's the yellow line that sketches out all of our land, 16 acres. What did we look at? Well, these again are some artist rendition and ideas, conceptual drawings about how we could develop that into like a park area that would serve the community and give us opportunity of doing outdoor things, particularly in a spot where people along the highway would see there's really something going on there. So those are the ideas. So what's next? Well, look at the building. We have in the back there a graph, if you will, creatively put together to put the roof on. And what is needed is approximately $850,000 to be able to do that addition. When we have $300,000, you can see the little description there, then we'll put it out for formal drawings. When we have $425,000, we will put the project out to bid and go ahead and move forward, so that we can begin into that. With the land, we'd like to start developing the land this spring. Some of those things that need to be done on the land can be done pretty inexpensively. And we'll focus on those low-cost items that can be done with volunteer labor as much as possible. And what are the needs? Well, the first one's fairly obvious. We need money. And one of the things that we want to do is, it was decided by the congregation, we really didn't feel like at this point what we wanted to do is a big fundraising campaign and all the energies and time and effort that goes into that. We're trying to spare ourselves that amount of work. But what that means is we're asking you, give generously, give sacrificially, just dig in and be able to give dramatically so that we don't have to put the time and energies into that. Secondly, for the land part, is to have a person or a team who would coordinate the land development, and that would start this spring. So we need some point people to help us understand and figure out how to do that. And thirdly, to pray. The point isn't to just build a building for a building's sake or develop land for land's sake, but to have an impact in the community around us. That's what we're looking for. Fourth subject. We have a great assimilation team's made a real difference, but we feel like we can still improve in helping new people to feel connected. Name tags, we keep hearing from people. I really appreciate that we do that, and it helps. So if you're not doing that, please let me remind you to do that, because it really does help new people to feel like they're connected. But beyond that, I want us also to look around. I continue to notice that after the service, or even before, visitors will come in and they sit down and nobody goes up and talks to them. Let's not do that. Let's not be so interested in connecting with each other that we miss those folks that God's bringing in our doors. Let's give ourselves to them and include them, but also to connect with people in small groups. Sometimes we might say, well, I don't really feel like I need a small group. Well, I can understand that, but maybe they do. And maybe you could serve them well in that. And if you're new, help us to start new small groups. Great way to get included in a church is when you're new, jump in and help start something and get that going and include other new people in it. Let us help you with that. Again, this is done so that we would communicate. We don't take time to do this very often and tell you about what's going on, so please read the bulletin, read the emails and things that go on and communicate out to you. If you're not getting emails regularly, there's a Let's Connect card in the seat pocket in front of you. You can fill that out and tell us what you'd like to be included in. Sign up to get emails not only about prayer requests and those kind of things, or you can just email us at the office. Let us know what you'd like to get, and we'll keep that up. I want to close with saying this. I continue to appreciate being able to be your pastor. Thanks for the opportunity to be able to lead you. You guys are an encouraging bunch, and I like being able to be here. And thanks this morning for joining me at the talk at the family table.